Hey guys, what's going on? So, I know it's been a week since I've uploaded. I've been thinking about some things. I have been dealing with some personal things about growth and development and taking things more seriously and doing what I need to do to get ahead in life. And it's just one of those things to where I need to take some time off. Now, the uploads will continue, you know, it'll continue and stuff. And, I'll continue to archive. And there's a couple of things that I have in my vault that I want to archive anyway. Working on my YouTube channel, as you know, as normal, working on my YouTube channel. And, one of the things that I have, noticed about YouTube is, the censorship. I hate the censorship. I hate it. I hate it. And, I gotta, use certain words, spell it a certain way. It's getting on my nerves already. And I don't even have 100 followers, but that's another story. I'm getting agitated with them. But anyway, I wanted to make this video to kind of give you guys an update on how I've been doing. I have been doing very well when it comes to, being very, developing the ironclad will, developing the ironclad focus that I need to focus. I've also been focusing on, doing things correctly. And what I mean by doing things correctly is by doing things to better myself and no one else but myself. Basically focusing on me. That's all I've been doing. I've been focusing on me. I've been focusing on what I need to do to get ahead. Not to get by in life, to get ahead in life. And I'm at a crossroads. I'm at a crossroads where I can either, quit one job. I've been out for 6 years and make the same amount of money. Or I can get this other job that I am good at, real good at. I can possibly get guaranteed overtime and I get paid every day. Pizza delivery, basically. And if I do that, that'll catapult me to another level. Now, there's some things I have to, wait for, like a 2-week notice and stuff like that. But I'm thinking about what it would mean if I went back to my old job. And, if I really was focused and really harnessed what I needed to do and really utilized the overtime, utilized the tip money, because back in the day, I would open and close the store every day. And I would make about, $100, $120 in tip money? At least $90 every single day. That's before my check. So that's about $500. I would make about almost $700 a week before my check. And then I would get paid twice a month. So I would make $1,400 in tip money before my check. I was making about almost $5,000. And, I was younger. I was a lot younger. And, where'd all that money go? I don't know. But, I just want to make a real clear decision on my life. For the rest of the year, should I stick with my current job and just, make only a certain amount? Or should I do this for 8-9 months, save up, get me a new car, move out? I wonder, because my current job has actual benefits when it comes to well, certain things. But this pizza delivery job, you know, it got a 401k and stuff. I mean, it really does. And if I can make a 401k immediately on hire and health benefits, and also I can also get tip money every day, that's nice. That's really nice. And I'm actually out here about to talk to the manager. We're in good cahoots. We're actually in good talking situation. And he likes me. But I'm sitting here making a decision. Another thing that I'm doing is that I am relying on my higher power, which is Jesus Christ. I'm praying to him more. I must admit, I have not relied on him, or I thought, it's foolishly thought, I didn't need to rely on him as much. That's my fault. That's completely my fault, and I own up to it. And I should have known better, and I need to know better. So I have been really spending about, almost 100 minutes a day this week praying. I'm talking really praying on my knees, tears running down my face, looking ugly. I don't care. It's me and him. I have been doing that this week. Really talking about my frustrations, really talking about what I want in my life, and asking him to guide me, not me guide me, but have him guide me. I've actually been going to the gym more. I signed up for a gym this week, and I've been going every day, and I'm down like 6 pounds, almost 7 pounds. And I don't do a lot. I just walk. I have a treadmill in my room that I'm going to, you know, I'm going to try to deal with. And I'm too heavy to walk on that treadmill, but I am just the perfect shape and size to walk on the gym's treadmill. So when I lose enough weight to walk on my treadmill, I can just lift weights at my local gym. That's really what I want, the long-term plan, the summer plan. And my goal for my weight, I want to be under 300 pounds. I've been under 300. I've been over 300 pounds since like my whole adult life. I have never been under 200 pounds. I mean, under 300 pounds in my adult life ever. I've never been under it. I've always been over it. It's about time for a change. And that's what I mean when it comes to Ironclad Will. Just seeing the prize. Being focused, being stable, not caring about other people. That's another thing. I have a bad attitude when it comes to society and most people. I just have a bad attitude, basically. You wouldn't really notice it unless if I said something, but I generally don't want to be around people. I generally get angry at people just in general because I'm tired of the BS. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the fake and the funk. I'm tired of the fake smiles, the fake everything. And people just pretending to be nice just because it's the right thing to do. I'm tired of it. And I generally just kind of hate it. But I deal with that my own way. But I've just been sitting here wondering, you know, what is that going to lead me to in about 3 to 4 years? Because I'll be 37 in 2 months. And I'm almost down to 8 weeks now. It's going down to weeks now. About 8.5 weeks, I'll be 37. And there are some major, major changes I want that I really want. And I personally need. I can't just go around hating everything all the time. That's not really good for my heart. That's not good for my spirit. And that's not really what I want to harbor when I die. So I'm wondering about that. I want to have that ironclad will and cut everything. Kind of just go for the gutso. And I'm beginning to do that. I'm operating in silence. I'm not saying as much. I'm just kind of doing without people knowing. They don't know what I'm doing. No one knows what I'm doing. And that's kind of how I need to be. That's how I should have been 10 years ago. It would have been a lot better situation. I'm making investments. I'm making some investments with what I got, with some airdrops and crypto. Not going into any detail, but let's see where that goes, you know, whatever. Yeah. Helping out the family, of course. And, I'm doing what I can to make sure that they're good, and then I'm good. But I'm making these calculative thinking patterns, months ahead of time. Like my car's messed up right now. It's not in the best shape. I can probably beat out the car if I get this new job. If I get this new job, I can probably fix everything that needs to be fixed and keep the car longer because I paid it off. I own the car. So there's no more car payment, no nothing. And I can probably pay off my phone very quickly if I get this pizza delivery job, which I know I can, because I've been there before. So that's it. I just wanted to talk about what I wanted to talk about my own thing. I know I haven't been online uploading. It's been like 7-8 days, whatever. Just wanted to pop in and say hi, give you guys a life update. If you guys don't care, that's fine. I'm doing it for me. Screw you guys. No. You guys are great. But seriously, I'm only doing this to kind of as a video journal, basically. And, yeah. All right. I'm about to go to the gym, talk to this manager, and get my crap together. So that's it. All right. Bye, guys.